what's it like to be a child of a sports coach?
Let's find out.
Hello, I'm Stu.
And my name is Chris.
I'm an ex-professional tennis coach, and as Chris normally interjects...
Still keeps his finger in. And by day, I'm a physiotherapist in the UK. And at weekends and evenings, I coach my kids in grassroots sports, rugby and cricket.
And Chris, we're not alone this week.
No, we've got our very, very first special guest.
In the studio.
In the studio. Where we have my eldest, Tobes, with us.
Is that Tobes, Toberuni, Toby, Tobemeister?
T-Bone. Well, I think it's
Tobes, yeah.
Tobes,
cool. Tobes, welcome to the podcast. Very first guest. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Stu. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Tobes. Nice to have you here.
Hello, son. Hello, Tobes. How's it going? You all right?
I'm really good, thanks, Dad. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
You haven't seen each other for a couple of years, have you? So, Tobes, you're the eldest. You're 13. Your brother's...
Eight.
Okay. So, this is going to be interesting. I'm going to try and lead here so that Chris doesn't have too much influence on the answers.
Yeah, that's really important. Yeah. because the title of the podcast is What's It Like to Be a Child in Sports? So, Tobes, you are the best one to answer this in this podcast.
Yeah. So, which sports do you play that your dad is involved in with coaching?
My dad coached me in cricket and rugby.
Okay, perfect. So... are these sports that your dad introduced you to, or did you naturally find you wanted to play them and then realised your dad could be involved?
There's a bit of both in this as well, because my dad mainly like brought me on to like, Tobes, like, watch this.
Yeah.
Like, try and find me like something I interest in something.
Right. Okay. So he sort of encouraged you to try different things and then see what sticks.
Yeah.
Okay, see what, and obviously that fits with you quite nicely as well, because they're generally sports that you like.
With both of them, really, wasn't it, Tobes? Like we went to the rugby and the cricket club, and it all got to the stage where actually there was some room that they needed some coaches for your age group.
So you weren't involved?
No. So that's kind of how I got onto it, and certainly I kind of coached you from a younger age in rugby. But when did have I really properly coached you in cricket?
I mean, I've seen you both play. I think it's more a case of Tobes teaching you, isn't it?
I think a lot of the time, and certainly in cricket, yeah. From a skill point of view, yeah, for sure.
Tobes is nodding for people who can't see. Yeah. And Chris, did you end up coaching Tobes' age groups just logistically? It fits in with you in terms of ferrying around and...
Yeah, absolutely. So it was just the case on both the sports is that there was an extra need for some coaches. And like everything, it's like, you know, I do enjoy doing it, but actually, logistically wise, it kind of allows me to spend more time with Tobes and his brother Ethan. So it just fits logistically wise to coach their age grade.
Yeah. So Tobes, being on the receiving end, do you feel the spotlight's on you a bit more when you're playing? Because obviously your dad's talking to the whole team at once, but do you feel a bit more pressure because people around you might feel there's a bit of favouritism? Or is he quite professional on that front?
I don't really know, to be fair, about you favouritism.
You feel he treats everyone equally?
Yeah,
and then when you
treats everyone equally.
Yeah, and then when he gets you home, he says, well, you shouldn't have been doing this, or you did this really well, or...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You have notes and pie charts and graphs and things.
Yeah, well, certainly in the car, we'll have a bit of a chat, don't we? But
yeah.
Because that gives Tobes a good insight as to where you're coming from, which... players don't normally get.
Yeah.
They're on the receiving end, whereas Tobes probably has a...
Because you can see the positives and negative views.
Yeah, you're getting a good understanding of the coaching point of view and the player's point of view. Oh, that's interesting, yeah. Actually, isn't it? Yeah.
So we look at rugby first of all and stuff like that. So one of the big values of rugby is teamwork and sportsmanship and the rest of them, like respect and the enjoyment and the discipline. But the teamwork is really good. Have you ever found that I've kind of like maybe kind of singled you or the other coach's kids out compared to the other kids who are non-coaches' children? Or are you all kind of treated as you feel on a like a level playing field? What do you reckon?
I feel like treated as like as a equally and
okay,
on a level
cool.
playing field.
And in terms of award-wise, because we often will do like man of the match and like player of the day and try score of the day.
Tobes gets it every week, does he?
What do you reckon, Tobes?
I really get it. And yeah, like, yeah. Only reason why is like, it's not all about yourself. Think about others on the pitch as well.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
So as a coach's son, do you feel that you might be slightly hard done by when we kind of give out the awards at the game? What do you reckon?
What do you mean? Well, jealous, you mean?
No, how the, as in terms of...
Do you sometimes feel that you deserve the award, but your dad's given it to someone else? It would be hard for Topes to win it 2 weeks in a row, wouldn't it? It wouldn't look so...
Maybe like once or twice a season I win it, but back to the question.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad someone's bringing us
not
back.
Not really.
No.
That's cool. That's good.
Not really.
Yeah. And like you said, that's a good perception you've got, that it's not necessarily about your performance, but it's about what underpins your effort. If you've put in 100%, but you haven't done as well as someone else, you could still have put in the best that week, couldn't you? People that find some sports easy don't have
and
to try
some
as hard.
Find that's it hard, right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's great. I always find it, you see, say you're batting in cricket, then you can compare people's scores. But I always think, say, a game like rugby, you're all playing in a different position. So it's a bit hard to compare, you know, who's played well and who hasn't. And it's like lots of links in a chain, isn't it? And it can be because of a couple of other people that your performance hasn't looked great. So, Tobes, do you feel there's extra pressure as the son of a sports coach?
No, as there shouldn't be, as everyone should be treated equally.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a good background in sports, so he's quite. Yeah. He sounds quite professional.
Knows around the area.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, he's blushing. Right. Everyone is blushing.
Subscribe to our podcast so you know when the next episode's on, and tell your friends.
So it sounds like you're at a good point. You've got a couple of sports that you play a lot. And obviously when you are in your teens, it's nice to be interested and sort of have a broad range of activities. But at the same time, if you want to start really getting better at something, it's good to narrow down to a couple of sports like you have.
When you were younger, Tobes, we did other sports with you, didn't we? So it wasn't just tennis or rugby or
like
cricket.
Skiing, swimming.
Swimming. But again, we've kind of started to kind of narrow that base to
maybe two sports.
Yeah. The ones you, what would you, do you, do you enjoy the ones you do at the moment?
Yeah, 100%.
So you got one winter sport, one summer sport, basically. Do you normally ask what he's been doing in his sessions?
Absolutely. Yeah. Often I will ask, so, you know, what have you done at school that day in terms of your PE, you know, because you'll play, often still play the same position.
So, often,
and you get some really good ideas of what they're doing.
And I wonder if his teachers at school ever ask what he's been doing with you.
Do your teachers at your school ever ask what you're doing in your clubs and stuff?
No, really.
Okay, yeah, I thought that might be the case. So, Tobes, do you, because obviously different facilities have different equipment and ways of, that can affect how we train. So your cricket, for example, do you train similarly at school as you do down your local cricket club?
I do not train like the same as my cricket club and my school. Mm. As outside of school, down my local club, we have we like train together as I play in higher age groups than school.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. So that probably pulls you up, ability-wise, that pulls you up a bit more because you're having to compete with people a little bit ahead. Yeah, because otherwise it's hard. If you're only playing around people the same age, it's quite hard to see where you stand amongst people that are older and younger sometimes.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Because obviously when you're a professional sports person, age is irrelevant. It's down to your ability, isn't it? Tobes, do you find that, you know, with your dad being heavily involved in sport and obviously yourself, that there's sort of a bit of a sports overload when you're at home?
I wouldn't say so, personally.
Good. So how do you switch away from sport?
Like, I switch away from sport by playing computer games with my friends.
Okay.
Or reading a book.
What, a cricket book?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What games console have you got?
A Nintendo Switch.
Show off. Yeah. Oh, nice. So, Tobes, it's been excellent having you here. I think we definitely need you back at some point. Chris, have you been enlightened by any of your son's answers?
Yeah, so it's like one of those things. So, Tobes, like, I end up kind of coaching you for rugby and cricket just because, you know, there was that need for coaches at our clubs, and you got a younger brother, you know, who I can kind of, now I've got a bit more of an idea of what I'm doing for sure. I used to play rugby, never really played cricket. So coaching you kind of gives me the idea of actually how to coach your younger brother, to be brutally honest with you. So that's probably
so,
one.
So your coaching here is a trial with Tobes. Yeah. And then the real coaching will be.
Yeah. But that's a really important point, because again, by day I'm a physiotherapist. Yeah. I've got a bit of a background in sport, you know, with my master's degree and working in professional sport. But I'm not a professional coach. I'm an amateur age grade coach.
That's right. I guess because you're not getting paid.
No.
I guess if your kids weren't playing these sports, you probably wouldn't be involved.
At the end of the day, I think that's a great kind of answer there. So I'd love to say that as coaches, we're not getting paid. We do it for the love of the game or the commitment of the game or the values. Probably at the moment, I do it because of Tobes and your brother Ethan. Yeah, because I enjoy spending time with you guys, which is great. It's really, really good. And, you know, to see you guys, you know, compete and enjoy it and be safe in it and enjoy the values of the games. I think it's really nice.
Do you ever worry, Chris, that you're trying to get more out of it yourself than your kids?
Well, that's a great question.
Let's stop there. Tobes, do you ever think sometimes your dad... Because you're maybe more naturally gifted, this is what your dad said, at sports. Do you ever think sometimes your dad sees in you something maybe he didn't really see in himself, and he really wants to push you a bit to get to the best as you can?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. But I mean, that's kind of fair enough. I mean,
and it's a real fine balance. We've talked about this on previous podcasts.
We have, yeah.
Being a supportive parent, you know, or being a pushy parent, and there's a real fine balance. And
because what's important here, and we've talked about it in the past podcast, is you need a really balanced life at your age, because you don't know what you're going to do in the future. But if there's a possibility you might want to play one of these sports for a living, then sometimes you need a little nudge from one of your parents just to encourage you, because they can sometimes see ability-wise, you know, and personality-wise, little traits that really can help at that point. Because you don't really know yourself at that age, do you? How you compare sometimes.
You enjoy the sports, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
that's why you play them.
What a podcast. Toby, thank you so much for being our very first guest.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you, Chris. It's an honour to be here.
Thank you so much, Toby. You'll definitely come back. So we often, you know, we often try and plug some free flights to Australia, all inclusive, obviously turning left in the plane. Is there anything, Tobes, to finish off the podcast, that any potential sponsors you're looking for?
I'm looking for the sponsor of a new Kookaburra rat.
Oh, nice. What size? Currently, what are you playing with? Size?
6.
So what's the next size up? It's Harrow, isn't it?
Harrier.
Oh, nice.
Right. Well, if anyone's listening from Kookaburra.
I think we've answered, the questions there. What's it like to be a child of a sports coach?
So it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And for me.
Goodbye.